I'm gonna tell you, God damn it, it's the little things that make these people in the South happy. Jesus Christ. I thought it was just grits and jowls, but no, they found another love. I'll get into that in a minute. Strike a pose for the coop, bitch.
Cardinal
Coop,
you freaky bitch!
You freaky bitch!
Cardinal Coop! Season 4, bitch!
Freaky Coop, bitch!
Take a pose! Bet the house on it!
You love the Cardinal!
Get your bookie! Bet! Bet the money! Bet everything! Bet your mortgage! Bet your children's college fund, bitch! Get in your life first! Strike a pose for the trash!
Strike a pose for the
coop.
Cardinal!
Coop! 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 Strike a pose, Lions! You suck! Strike a pose, Pistons! Strike a pose for the Red Wings! Strike a pose for the goddamn Tigers, bitch!
Ohio does suck.
Kiss my ass, Cleveland. Strike a pose for the demonologist, bitch. Cardinals.
The only thing frustrating it is to play a half a basketball we did and come back in the second half and just totally lay an egg.
Coop, bitch.
You know what? Now let me just say this, and let's just get on with some goddamn music right off the back. We ain't gonna waste no motherfucking time. We gonna play some goddamn music. I'm not gonna play that song. Okay. Get a little Mantronics going. I don't think y'all remember this shit. This that old school Mantronic off that album that had that Simple Simon song on it, bitch. It's called Love Letter. But y'all don't know nothing about that, and I ain't gonna fucking tell you nothing about it. Listen, bitch. Okay, that song was gay. I'm not playing that shit. Okay, well, why was playing all this shit that I don't want to hear? It's that Everlast song I don't want to fucking hear. God damn it. Okay, now hang on, she's dope, but I don't want to hear that. Okay, here, god damn it. We're going to listen to some Duran Duran. Fuck that shit. I can't get shit else on it. All right, man, let's... I led with something a minute ago, man. I just want to say, first of all, strike a pose, bitch. And if you listening to the Cardinals Coop for the first goddamn time, then, well, good for you. Damn it. I am Cardinal Dave, leader of the Church of the Conspiracy, where we believe everything is fixed from sports to politics. It's all polished tricks, you know what I'm saying? And I pick games, damn it, that... you get your rent paid on. If you listen to the fucking Cardinal, you will get your rent paid off my picks. I goddamn it, I swear by damn. I do that shit every goddamn week. All right, now strike a pose for that. But you know what I was just saying a minute ago, and I'm actually going to step out of the car in a minute, and hopefully we'll get a chance to hear some of this. And I was saying, I'm sitting in the Walmart parking lot watching the locals shop. And I decided, because I wanted to film these people in action, there's an air show right out here off of Dobbins Air Base. And these people, I mean, they got their little picnic baskets. Remember like Yogi the Bear and them used to say, they're picnic baskets. Let me get out the car. These people don't appreciate Duran Duran. I don't give a fuck. But they got their little picnic baskets, and there's an air show going on around here. They are flying airplanes all over the fucking place, fighter jets and all that kind of shit. You know, the kind of shit that they do over in Iraq without, you know, dropping the bombs and destroying major cities. But, you know, and I mean, the locals are just a belly aching over this. I mean, you should see these people. They've got their damn straw hats on. They've got their goddamn... this is in Georgia, so I can imagine what the fuck they're doing in Alabama right now, other than eating corn pone. But damn it, these people are sitting out here. I mean, they camped out. The kids ain't in school. I mean, I'm sitting here. It's Friday. fucking 1:30 in the afternoon, and there's kids out, so they're not in school. Now, what good was damn difference was that going to make anyway? But these motherfuckers are sitting around the Walmart parking lot. They're taking up the fucking street. They got their fucking lawn chairs, okay, or their backyard chairs, you know, the ones that they tie on the damn swings off a big bar and a fucking used tire and a chain. Yeah, and these people are looking at me right now. You can look all the goddamn you want. Don't touch unless you're that woman over there with the very large country ass. But, and by the way, when you hear me say strike a pose, that means I'm making you famous, bitch. Just like that runway model that walks down the damn aisle. I tell that hoe to strike a pose, bitch. And she stops, and then I put her on the paper, and then they make her famous. But anyway, man, I'm going to get to the NFL games in just a minute. But I was taken aback by this because, you know, Atlanta is a pretty metropolitan city. Now, for a couple of years, I've been here 2 years now, they love the Cardinal. And I thought that by being here as long as I've been here, for just these 2 years, being in Atlanta, you forget that you're in the South sometimes, because you got people from New York, Chicago, all the North, they all over the fucking place. You hear a little Duran bit. The Big Bang Generation. This is a goddamn Big Dang Bang Bang Dang Generation. I don't know what to call these motherfuckers. The Corn Pone Generation. The Grit Generation. Okay? The Shrimp and Gravy Generation. I mean, these motherfuckers do it all. But, you know, I thought that by being here in Atlanta, I forgot that I was in the South because there's so much northern city. I mean, the city life and all that. But I forget. I mean, if you step 15 minutes outside of Atlanta, you are in the South. I mean, red dirt, dirty people, barefoot, no goddamn, you know, no respect for, I mean, they, the motherfuckers looking like Mr. Green Jeans. I mean, this is ridiculous, but, you know. Too bad that the airplanes are gone. I mean, they're flying overhead and all that. We missed that. I wanted to get some of that. And then even over the airplanes making all the noise they were making, you could actually hear some of the locals yelping and yowling. Okay, now they usually yowl when it's meal time, but I mean these motherfuckers was, oh, look at that one. Duck, 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 duck. Oh, look at that one up there. That a yellow plane! That a yellow plane! I said, you know what? The Cardinals going back to Detroit on October 22nd for the birth of the Cardinals Day. That's right, it's my birthday, bitch. On October 22nd, we will be in Detroit, and we will be doing the Coop live and on location, probably in a two-parter, because I'm going to be intoxicated. We're going to get all this shit on here. Okay, I need to get in this motherfucking car right now because these locals are starting to stink and they're bothering me. We got a little, what we got in the background? I think we got a little aha in the background. Who is this? I don't know what this is. I got shit in my, oh, this is some old school Evanescence. Listen to it, bitch. That's enough of that. Alright, man, let me go on ahead and get to the picks. Now, I don't have last week's scores in front of me right now, okay? So I'm not going to go into how many winners I had last week, although I had a bunch of them motherfuckers, okay? One of them was the goddamn Detroit Lions that I said, and after all you motherfuckers out there was picking the goddamn Rams, I said that the Detroit Lions would not only win, but win big. Go back and listen to the show. Bang! I picked the Lions, said they would win, and they did. Oh, how about those Cowboys with their losing asses? I told you how it would go down. Tennessee all day. Bang! I told you motherfuckers that if you would fucking listen to the goddamn Cardinal, you would get your motherfucking rent paid. Just like the goddamn Tampa Bay Buccaneers upsetting Cincinnati in Cincinnati, Ohio, you suck. Bang! I'm going to get to this week's picks now that I'm done branching all over the place. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I find the shit on my goddamn phone. But I really was taken aback today. I was really... I got a wake-up call. We all get a goddamn wake-up call every now and again. I got my wake-up call today. I now know where I am. I know where I am, and I know who I'm goddamn dealing with. Okay, normally, when you listen to For Show, I'm dealing with a complete idiot, jackass podcast partner. But, and I've heard about all of this song that I'm going to fucking hear. Let's get this shit the fuck off. But normally, like I was going to say, I have a idiot podcast partner. Okay, here's a little sex packets, bitch. Don't you love the Cardinal? And don't you want to play with the Cardinals? Johnson, Rod, I'll sing to the people in the world. I need a girl to come and play with the Cardinals balls in the parking lot of Walmart here in Georgia.
Sex packets, a dollar or two.
Yeah. Cardinal doesn't need any sex packets. I am a sex packet. They ought to just package me up and fucking, then we'll remake this damn song. But it is Digital Underground, bitch, in case you don't remember it. But anyway, man, enough with that, man. Let me go on ahead and get to why you fucking people are here, okay? Now, I've always said over and over that you need to go in your wife's purse. Why? Not because you want to be a faggot and carry it around, although in Atlanta we got quite a few that do that. You need to go in that purse because she got some goddamn money. Now that money's got your name on it. Whether you think that money doesn't have your name on it, oh, trust me, it's got your motherfucking name on it. Now, what you need to do, go in that purse, get that money, and then bet it. Double down. Bet all she got. Not all you got. Bet all she got. Oh my God. You should see. I wish I could take a picture of this. There's a man walking in a parking lot with a woman. First of all, this woman ain't got nam tooth. But they do have in their hands two little babies, and they got barrettes. They got more barrettes in their hair than they have hair. God damn it, I should have took a picture of that shit. I mean, give me a motherfucking break. I mean, they look fucking ridiculous. You know, man, y'all ever see those old school black movies where they was picking cotton and they had the little baby sitting out there looking like pickaninnies? I mean, that's what I just saw. And I am in the South, so it's very, very easy to come across a pickaninny or two. Alright, now, I'm stalling here because I can't find these picks. Hold on, the Cardinals gonna take a quick break and find these damn picks. So, go take a shit or something. I'll be right back. Alright, goddammit, strike a pose. The Cardinals back. Now, let's get on with this. Now, I told y'all before, I'm not giving y'all a whole bunch of fucking games, okay? I'm just gonna go on in and give you what you need to know. Now, I'm gonna start off with the fucking Detroit Lions. I mean, why not? The Detroit Lions may be 1-4, but they're 4-1 against the spread. They do not fucking lose against the goddamn spread. And the one game they lost against the spread this year, that was some bullshit. So I'm telling you right now, the goddamn Cardinals say that Detroit is playing at New York against the overrated fucking Giants. The Giants are favored by 10. Now, we know how the Lions play on the road. Okay, we know they stink like ass crack. Okay? Damn, look at this Jed Clampett-looking motherfucker walking through the damn parking lot. He worked for Walmart, too, chewing on some gum, or that might just be some spittle or something in his mouth. But anyway, I'm going to start going around recording these fucking locals. Look at this cornbread eating it. Don't you come over here. Hold on, I got to ask him something. Hey, excuse me, sir. What time you close over here at this here store?
Midnight.
You said 9?
No, midnight.
Oh, midnight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody home.
Oh, you gonna be at home? What time you going home?
Yeah,
oh, you ready to get the hell out of here then. I don't blame you, man. Okay, well, look here. Y'all have a good day, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you see, I had to speak his language in order for him to understand me. Strike a pose, bitch. Damn it. Look, I ain't even need no Rosetta Stone for that shit. This motherfucker didn't have no teeth. I shouldn't. Something obviously was wrong with him. He had a brain block or something. I shouldn't have been picking with him. I don't give a fuck today. I mean, shit. He can work. Damn it, he can talk. All right, let's go on ahead. Detroit is going to cover that spread, man. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions went in New York and beat the fucking Giants. That would not shock me at all to see that happen. You know, it's very capable. Because the fucking Lions are not bulls. These are not your grandpappies. Like, these are not even your brother's Lions, okay? These motherfuckers are playing hard, and they haven't been blown out all year. They've lost every game by, what, 5 points or less? Yeah, and the Giants are pieces of trash, so I don't give you no credit for the fucking Giants. No kind of love, so fuck them. Now, the New Orleans Saints are playing at Tampa Bay. Now, the Saints are favored by four. Now, here's a team that hasn't blown anybody out all year. In fact, they can't have goddamn beat any fucking body. Okay? This is not the same team that won the fucking Super Bowl. I'm going to tell you that sure as I'm sitting here. And Pierre Thomas obviously means a lot. Between him and Reggie Bush not playing, Tampa Bay is on the rise. But I'm going to tell you right goddamn now, and speaking of on the rise, goddammit, the Mexicans are coming. They here. I'm letting them across the border. And goddammit, listen to some shit right here and take your ass back home. That's Talia. Y'all don't know shit about that, goddammit. I told you, the Cardinal is goddamn universal, bitch. Alright, so check this shit out, man. You're talking about being lucky. I'm never lucky, goddammit. I always win this shit because I know what the fuck I'm doing. Alright, so anyway, I'm telling you, you would expect me to pick Tampa Bay in this game? No. I know that the Saints are on the schneid right now. They ain't doing what they're supposed to do, but this is a sucker's bet. The Saints are going to go in and kick Tampa Bay's fucking ass. I'm not going for this bullshit, all right? And if they don't, you didn't get that from me. Okay, Minnesota. Now, this is supposed to be the game of the year. Both of these motherfuckers are 1-3. I'm going to tell you right now, sure as I'm sitting here, we got Dallas is at Minnesota. Minnesota's favored by a point and a half. Now, this whoever loses this game ain't going to the playoffs. Uh-oh, wait a minute. They're back! The fighter jets are flying in the sky, and the natives have gotten restless once again. Look at it, setting off the car alarms and everything else. I didn't even know these people had car alarms. All right, I'm getting back in the fucking car. I'm sure you heard that jet. If you didn't, get some earplugs, bitch. But anyway, I'm taking Minnesota straight up in this game to really kick Dallas's ass. They have nobody to contend with Randy Moss. Meanwhile, Antoine Winfield and all of them are going to shut down the little Dez Bryant and his little bullshit ass. Dallas has no fucking running game whatsoever, as proof to Marion Barber's bitch ass, who can't do shit for my fantasy football team, that he can kiss my ass backwards. Okay, so those are the only three games I'm giving you this week. I'm telling you right now, if you bet these fucking games and you listen to the fucking Cardinal, you will be a winner in life. Okay? Now, I hope y'all enjoyed my take on the locals. I will be back to fuck with the locals next week. Listen to this part. This is dope. Okay, that part of that song was dedicated to all of the cornbread-eating, bean drop soup-eating motherfuckers down here in Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia, all throughout the South. You know, I love me some Southern folk. You know what I'm saying? But we got to wrap this coop up. Normally, I don't play this on the outro. And by the way, Saint Dog made an outro for the Cardinals. An intro and outro. I will be playing it on next week's coop. Next week's coop, my intro staying the same. Take a pose. But my outro will be, it was created by Saint Dog of the Independent Music Movement Podcast, goddammit. Get with that shit.
Bet some money. Bet everything.
Listen
bet
to For
boy.
Show at FFHOFHOW.com. That's For Show Show.com. And you know where to find the Cardinals. And then, For Show TV, take your ass to YouTube. Type in Fantana. Or type in For Show Show. And then you can get all the good shit.
Ohio sucks.
Oh, they Ohio sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Ass, Cleveland. Strike
and,
the demonologist.
Yeah, we didn't have the demonologist this week, but shout out to the Michigan Wolverines for getting the ass kicked by Michigan State last week. And better things to come this week at homecoming. Iowa will bend them over and go right through them jailhouse style, right at the booty house. Strike a pose till next week, you freaky bitch.